morning and welcome back to the Comrade Show brought to you by the Commerce Society. I'm Erin Goulding and you're very welcome back to the first episode of 2024. We're back after a long extensive break and I can tell you I was not ready to go back to college last week, and then the week just gone, it was so long and dragged out. I was like, I'm ready to get back into routine and to just get back into college. So I'm joined today by Ben O'Connor and Tamir Reardon, who have both made a memorable appearance on the show already this year. So if you'd like to introduce yourselves again.
So my name is Ben O'Connor. I'm the Public Relations Officer on the Society. So I'm very happy to be back again. Looking forward to a full semester of the radio.
Oh, fantastic. My name is Timmy O'Rourdan and I'm the first year rep. So I spend my days doing God knows what for the Commerce Society.
But Doing it all.
Yeah. And delighted to be back on Comrade. Every single time I've been on the show, I've just loved it. It's been so enjoyable.
Well, it's great to have you both back on. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and to get back into routine after being gone from college for so long. Very topical issues. So do you have any New Year's resolutions that you have as of now that you've maintained or that you had a few weeks ago that might have slipped a small bit?
No, I actually don't. I decided this year not to make one. So I felt like, and I remember last year we talked about this as well, like the statistics for keeping your resolution are so low.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt, I was like, you know, I was talking to everyone I kind of bumped into around that time, like, so I feel like it's always a funny thing to ask, like, oh, what's your resolution, all that jazz. And, I remember asking someone, they said, oh, do you know, like, I feel like every time that I make a resolution, like, I don't keep it. So this year, I just want it to be a happy year. And then I think if I make it a happy year, everything will work out. I remember thinking, I'd say they were half messing with me when they said it, but I thought it was lovely.
Yeah, that's a nice sentiment to have going into the year.
No, I kind of didn't even bring a sentiment in. I just said, look, try go to all your lectures and make each week the best you can. But I didn't make any fun ones. I started at the end of last year. Like, I do want to keep up a bit of routine, but other than that. Yeah.
It's so, like, routine is just so important, I find, like, in terms of, I find, when I have my Christmas holidays and I get out of that routine, I'm just
I do nothing.
I hate myself during that time. I'm just a terrible person. Yeah. Like, I spend all my time just like doing, like, what am I doing?
I don't even know what I'm passing the time doing.
No, I don't know.
Like,
I couldn't tell you what I do in a day.
The days just fly by and I've got nothing to show for them.
Yeah.
I think you need that time though.
You do.
Like, at the end of last semester, I was so drained. Like, I needed to just sit down for a week.
You've got to reset, but also I'm not even sure if does lying around on the couch, like watching Netflix, like, does that help me reset? It doesn't really feel like, I feel like that makes me more tired. Like, I feel like if I want to be energized, I've got to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because definitely, like, the more I was doing nothing, the more tired I was getting.
Yeah.
Which kind of has the opposite effect. But I know energy creates energy.
It's interesting, is it? Yeah. I'm not sure, like, is there like a method of rest that you can do that kind of is really like actually helps you kind of re-energize yourself?
I know everyone went on this big long thing about active recovery last year.
Okay.
Yeah. That was really like,
what is that? Do you want to explain that to the crowd?
Go ahead.
The whole thing was like, as long as you're not doing like overly extensive exercise, that like going for a hike or a walk or something like that would actually make you feel better than you did before it.
I can't believe like trekking up the side of a mountain is considered active recovery. Like, to me, that's like a full workout.
Is that considered active recovery? I was thinking more like, I don't know, maybe a little
for some Ben.
People do.
Maybe
short
for
walk,
Ben, hiking up the side up of a mountain is recovery.
You climb up Karen Tool or something. But yeah, I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
I think it's actually, I don't think it's physical recovery people are looking for then. I think it's mental recovery.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A break from your usual day.
Yeah.
I think that's what people are looking for. And I do think it does give you that.
Yeah. Going for a swim or going for a walk.
Definitely, yeah, the swim, I will never be able to get behind the swim.
Really?
It's way too cold.
It is
way
cold.
I get out and I actually think I'm going to just like freeze on the spot.
I was going to try that as one of my New Year's resolutions, to try and swim every month. Which I don't think, I think it's very achievable.
Very manageable.
It's very achievable.
I thought you were
going
to say every week.
No.
But every month is very manageable.
No, I'm trying to be realistic. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but
if I set it up and realistic goals, we'll achieve them. So if we swim like once a month, because they say, I think the coldest swimming month is March.
Really?
You think it's like November, December.
Because the sea takes a while to cool down.
Yeah.
And then the hottest time of the sea is like August.
I thought it was September. That's the one month I'm okay to get it. It probably is August, but for some reason in my head, I'm like,
September.
September, it's had the whole summer to heat up.
That's a good point,
I also think, though, like going into a new year, thinking about everything that we're doing wrong, you know, like you're going in with a fairly negative mindset being like, oh, I need to improve on this, this and this. Would you not want to say like, oh, I'm really happy to continue doing this, this and this?
Okay.
You know,
that's
like
a, that's an interesting way
I feel like January
it,
is so hard on people anyway, when, you know, you've gone back to whatever country you're living, you're away from your family again after you've gotten used to being with them. And like the weather is awful. And then we're like, oh, and I need to get up every morning and go for a run.
Oh,
and
no.
I need to like not drink alcohol. And I need to not like have any food that I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, it's making the month more difficult.
True.
Like, yeah. I know like for Lent now, like a really common thing is people say, I'm going to this every day instead of like, giving up chocolate. Like
that's
everyone
my
has.
That's my cop out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was kind of good. I was like, oh, you know, add something to your life instead of taking something away. And I feel like if you add a good habit, you're more likely to have other good habits.
I don't think I've ever had a successful Lent, unfortunately.
Oh God, no.
Because I always try to give up chocolate. Always. It's almost my one that I try to give up.
I think
never
I pulled
did.
It off a few years in primary school. I used to be pretty good. Really? My dad was really good for it. So there used to be nothing in the house. Like we were sorted.
Yeah.
Another thing I think is that like people kind of brush off the previous year too quickly. Like for me, I had a
You had an amazing year.
Yeah. I'm not gonna hold back. Like 2023 for me was one of the best years I've ever had.
Yeah, that was and very people, impressive.
People would like just brush off and like go to the next year. But I think to just take a moment and like look back on the year and go through like the really good times that you had, the bad times, how you could improve, what you think you did really well during the year, so that you're going into the new year with more of like a positive mindset.
It means you've learned from the year you've had.
Yeah.
Like I think if you learn what you want to do more of, it's a lot easier to do more of that.
True. Yeah. Do we know what we want to do more of? Did we already say
travel,
that?
But I don't think I need
very
to do more travel.
Maybe just keep that at the level that it's at. Maybe it's just a
I do want to travel more. I think I can say that.
Mm. Yeah.
I went on like 4 or 5 trips last year. Mm. Now, I think 2 of them were to London. So I feel like that almost counts as just one. But I think this year, I think more countries. I think that's what I went to.
Yes. Now. Countries.
And a bit further afield, a bit less different. Like I felt like when you go to like London or places like that, like it's very similar culture.
Yeah.
But I think it's like seeing different cultures.
Okay, that's a nice one to kind of like experience more culture and stuff. Yeah, good, very good. Yeah. How have you found that, Erin? Because you've been to a lot of different places now.
It's such like an eye opener, you know. Like, and it actually makes me appreciate Ireland a lot more as well. Because it's lovely to go away. Like, it's great to go away, but it's also just as nice to come home sometimes.
True.
Sometimes. I really like, you know, like seeing the people in different countries. Like, well, I went to Morocco this time last year.
I was going to say, I feel like Morocco was your favorite trip, was it?
It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there, but I've had such good trips this year, it's hard to compete them all.
Yeah.
But, like, even the people in Morocco were lovely and the food is really good. And it's just a completely different culture.
Yeah.
And I think everyone is so concerned with what they're doing day to day in their own lives that unless you break it up with trips away, the time just passes and you've nothing to punctuate the time. My dad always says that. So, like, I think, you know, to always have something to look forward to is my.
I think so, yeah. I think even just knowing, like, if I put in a good 3-4 weeks of college here, I'll be away for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back 3 more weeks.
And it's also a reset.
Yeah.
It's a mental reset.
It's a good one to, like to have things to look forward to. But I also kind of find we have to, like, enjoy our everyday lives, like, to try and enjoy the little things. I think that's one of the things, actually, I want to try and do this year that, like every day, like, say, today, I just want to enjoy today. Do you know, I'm not like thinking about like, I don't know, holidays.
Living in the moment.
Yeah, you have to live in the moment.
That's one of my resolutions as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's something, it sounds so simple, but it's so hard to do.
It is.
Especially when you're busy. I feel like when you're busy, you're so worried about missing the next thing you're going
to
do.
Yeah. It's kind of built into us, isn't it? That we're always kind of looking forward to the next thing and the next thing. I wonder what that is.
Yeah. I also think that like, it's hard to like enjoy the moment if you're constantly thinking about like, oh, I have to have this set assignment in, or I should be in the light. I should be somewhere else. It's like, what?
I've been assigned you on Friday. I got here.
Oh my God,
that's terrible.
It's like,
did you just get
first hour of college and you already have something to do?
It's atrocious.
But do you know, living in the moment right now, not worried about that.
What I'm starting now, I don't know, should I broadcast this, because if I fail, it's going to be so embarrassing. But I'm doing the 75. Soft challenge, not the hard challenge. I cannot start
75
off.
Soft is still pretty committed.
But
it's 2.5 months. That's what I love about it. Like, you'd actually, yeah, your routine.
That'll bring me
be,
right up to Christmas.
Because it takes 65 days to change a habit. So at the end of 75 days, like, you're 10 days over the threshold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what you're doing for different elements?
I actually do. I wrote it down because I said, if I'm trying to remember this, I'm just not going to do it properly. So, where I don't even... Oh, yeah. So, basically, anyway, I wanted to do... I wanted to eat well. Yeah. So, like, to cut out a lot of the... And like
after Christmas too.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like it's almost a good time to cut it out because you're almost fed up of it.
I'm so fed up of it. Yeah, and I really binged last week as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I'm sick of it.
You could be like eating a box of celebrations and you're just not enjoying it at all. You're just
And then the drink, loads of water. I also added in that I want to sleep like at least 8 hours a night.
I find it so
hard to get to sleep.
Because you'd be so busy. Like, actually trying to put aside 8 hours is difficult.
I know.
Yeah,
it's actually impossible. Day, like. Yeah, no.
But you feel so much better. Definitely. You actually do feel so much better.
And it's try and get your body clock on that kind of timing that you get those 8 hours and at the right time. Because I find, because I work in hospitality, so I do kind of like late nights. I could be up like on a Friday or Saturday night up until like, I don't know, maybe 2, 3, or 4 at work. So then I come home and I'm like,
I mightn't go
to sleep until like 5 o'clock and that doesn't like, I don't, and then I get like the nights I'm not working, I'm like, I'm not tired until like, maybe 3 or 4, which is just kind of, I had to get myself off that. I had to be like, force myself to go to sleep. I don't know.
Could I have coffee?
And then a 45 minute exercise a day with 1 day of active recovery.
Mm. Oh, love it. Love it.
I'm not climbing any mountains anytime soon. Don't worry. I think I'll just stick with the walk. And then read 10 pages of a book a night. And then I add in like 1 self-care day a week, which might sound ridiculous, but like to just like have a shower, relax, take one night to just like, chill.
Yeah. No, that's
it's a good
reset
one. Yeah.
Because, you know, you need something to look forward to at the end of the week. So that's what I'm going to try and do. We'll see
really
how it goes.
Good challenge. Because I remember when I first came across 75 Hard, I thought it was like, it's so cool. I feel like 75 Hard, 75 Hard, not
definitely
a,
do
oh,
it.
Not a, I double workout every day.
I think
it's the time commitment to it, like 2 45
yeah,
minute
actually,
ones.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where I think to do 75 Hard, you'd actually have to be like only doing 75. Like, I think all the influencers can do it because their job can just be documenting the journey.
Yeah,
that's true.
Whereas when you're trying to fit in like a full college day and like a part-time job and everything like that, like I think if you were to tell your manager like, oh, can I leave early today because I need to go for my second workout, they'd probably look at you like two heads.
Yeah.
But I loved the 75 soft because I felt like it was actually
it's manageable
for someone with a life.
It's more like you can fit it in easier and it's not as strict.
Yeah. And 75 hard's a bit extreme. Like, you're going to fall off that straight away as soon as it's over.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
I did Project 50 last year, which is really similar to 75
soft. What is that?
It was like, we kind of made our own rules. It was like 8 hours sleep, or at least like 8 hours where you're like no screen time. No screen time, half an hour before you go to sleep, I think it was.
That's
10 pages of a book. Eating clean. Now, we had a really funny part of it. We had to be up before 8 every morning to like set the routine a bit. So we had this group chat where like from about 7:30, or no, one lads used to be up quite early, he'd be up at 7. It just would be like a group chat with a load of good mornings in it. Like, three people were awake.
That's good.
But no, there was a nice group of us doing it. It was quite fun. I enjoyed it. But like, definitely, I mean, I'd say day 51, I did not go for my run. Like, I was just like, a day off. So I think giving yourself an active recovery day is a really good idea.
I think so too.
Definitely. And so the aim is after like 75 soft, keep it up. Is that like what you want
to
do?
I think for me, it's to just get into that routine of going to the gym, going for a run, getting proper sleep, eating well, and drinking enough water.
Yeah.
I
suppose like
get
it's not something that's particularly difficult to maintain.
It's something that we would have done when we were younger with all the training.
Yeah.
And now I don't have time for training. And so I should be able to fit in something else.
Yeah.
So I think it's just to get into a good routine. I'm also sick of this just like scrolling on my phone kind of rubbish.
Oh, God. I'm so bad for it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so bad. My screen time came up this morning and I didn't even look at it. I don't want to know.
Really? I checked mine and it was weirdly good. I was away for 8 days there and my screen time was, I think, one of the days it was like 17 minutes.
What?
I was so good.
That's
for not
insane.
Being on it.
Yeah,
it was
I'm,
so,
I'm not gonna
so
say.
That must have been
air.
A great day. Like, what were you doing with all like your spare time? Do you know that you weren't using on your phone?
I
like
think
all
I
the
was
things
just
you
drinking
get done.
Coffee down at the marina. Like it was actually
how lovely.
It was so good. I got a few pancakes.
Mental reset.
Yeah, it was so that's great. I think my average for the week was like 42 minutes. Like yeah. I was so good for not being on my phone. And like I wasn't even making like an effort. Like it was just
yeah.
I was just with people the whole time, and like I wouldn't be on my phone. So.
God, that's nice, isn't it?
It's weird. I feel
would,
like I,
would you ever do the thing of going off the grid and just delete all of your social medias?
I've done it before.
Yeah?
Yeah, before college. I feel like I wouldn't get away with it anymore.
Mm.
But it's fun. Now, you do get really bad FOMO for like a few days.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh, what if someone's trying to like DM me on something that they don't have my number or...
Yeah.
I didn't make the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine myself doing it.
Mm. I think it would actually add more stress to my life than like social media at this point.
Yeah, it's true because like if you think, I feel if you want to play like if you're kind of active in like college life and stuff, everything happens kind of over like social media. And like,
it's hard to get away from it now. I think the thing is to just, you know, catch yourself when you're scrolling too much. And also like you can set a thing on your phone where you limit the amount of time you have on an app. So like 1 hour for TikTok a day or whatever.
That would actually stress me out. I'd be like, imagine you're like on a really, really good few videos and then it's like you have 2 minutes left and you're like trying to hyper scroll.
See, they're terrible because you set a passcode for it. And sure, if you know the passcode, you have to get someone else to set the passcode.
My friend did that.
It's just,
and
not
he was
effective.
On holiday. He would get 10 minutes of Instagram a day. And he'd use them up all between like 12 and 10 past 12 at night. So he'd have no Instagram then for the day. And we were on holidays and he'd be there texting his brother, oh, what's the passcode for my phone? Like, it's ridiculous, but it works.
Yeah.
You know, it prevents you from going.
It's genuine. It's like that's going really cold turkey, isn't it? Like people are like, it's like, how have we become like this, like reliant on.
But at least we can, acknowledge it.
Yeah,
we can,
true.
No, we're self-aware.
Yeah. So we're going to go quickly to a song. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back and talk about Dry January, which is really topical for students and like trying to get off alcohol and save money and stuff. So this is Invincible by Omar Apollo and Daniel Caesar.
Call you back to tell you that.
Call me back.
My feelings
couldn't spare.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Comrade Show here at UCC 98.3 FM. So talking now about Dry January, I feel like it's very, I don't know, is it done too much by students, to be honest, because I feel like it's quite impossible.
Yeah, with refreshers, if everyone, I think, when they're at home with their family, it's like, yeah, I'm going to take January off. And then they come into college and it just takes that one friend to say, ah, come on. And
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. But I think what, what I think is that, like, people either think, okay, I'm going to go out and have a few drinks, or I'm not going to go out at all.
Mm.
But what I found last semester, what was really grand, was just like going out and like having a Red Bull or having
you
coffee.
You still get a buzz. That's what, like,
and not drinking.
Okay.
And I was, it's all down to the people that you're with, obviously. Like, if the people that you're with are no fun, then.
Was that a very subtle Red Bull plug, Erin?
Well, I'm not going to say code. Monster. But yeah, I think, you know, you can go out and enjoy your night without drinking.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that sometimes.
Mm.
But I didn't drink there for like 2 months last semester, or like a month and a half. And I was still going out. Like, I still went to jazz, whatever. Like, I had a great time.
You can still enjoy yourself. And
you
honestly,
can.
You can have such great nights that are completely sober.
And you can remember it all.
And you can remember it all. And you wake up the next day and you feel fresh.
Yeah.
And you can go about your day.
Memories.
And you're not missing out on anything, because I think, like, if I were to stay at home and the only reason that I'm not out is because I don't want to drink, I'd feel like I'm missing out on so much when I could just be out. And people get like quite awkward then when they're out and everyone else is drunk.
I actually think that's where the problem comes, is if you feel like you can't be out sober.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's when, like, you'd almost have to look and be like, oh no, there's something up here. Like, because I understand it's tough to be like around people if it's messy, but I think even if like your friends are just going down to the pub for a few drinks, like, you should be able to pop down and have a few.
Yeah,
a few Coke Zeros.
You
like,
could even
have,
if you have. I've gone on a few sober nights, and I've tried the, like, I would have always said, oh, who would be wasting money on like a Heineken Zero or like a Guinness Zero? But like, honestly, placebo effect is a real thing. Like, absolutely, like 100%. Like, I won't say now I'm like stumbling around the place, but like, I can, like,
your
I'm getting a bit
life.
Of like, I feel like I'm enjoying myself. I don't feel like I'm just like the outsider who's here.
Yeah.
He's just having a Coke.
And you can nurse it away for the night.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to, like, down it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, the 0-0 works as well.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say, like, you think, oh, it's a waste of money, but, like, it's not, because you're still getting a drink, and it's not, like, you get the taste or whatever, and it kind of, it very much feels like you wouldn't notice anything's different, do you know?
Yeah.
You might have that same
break as well.
Yeah.
Like, of just going out, you're not at home, scrolling on your phone, you're not doing work, you're just out.
Yeah.
Enjoying yourself,
which is nice. And you can drive as well.
Yeah,
is the
you
thing.
Can.
Yeah, which is very
and
handy.
You can leave when you want to, and you can still wake up early in the morning and, like, continue with your day.
Yeah.
I also think, though, like, people kind of, it's kind of like, oh, if I want to meet up with my friends, let's go for a drink. But there's so much other stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
Like, go for a coffee, or like, go for a walk. Or what me and my friends did there over the Christmas break is we went down to Kerry and we climbed Torque Mountain.
Oh, very good.
But like, things like that, you know, to just get out and do something. It doesn't.
And Torque's a really nice mountain.
It's so nice.
It's a lovely mountain.
The tracks the way up. Did you go up that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember there was one day we didn't go up the tracks. Never doing it again.
What, did you run up or something?
No, we just strolled. It was lovely though.
Ben's a runner, for anyone who was wondering.
No, I'm yet to run up a mountain. Might have to do that this year. That'll be fun.
New Year's resolution.
I know, yeah.
Do it in a different country.
Oh, there we go. I actually would. I was saying to Erin earlier, she was saying she wanted to run a 10K, and I was saying you should do it abroad. Now, I was looking into half marathons abroad a week ago, so I feel like I'm just on that buzz.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe you have to find a nice chill mountain somewhere and just run up it.
Not a hope. But I think people, like, it's not always, let's just go for a drink. Obviously, that's nice and you can be social, but there's other things to do.
There's so many things that you can do, especially in Cork now. I found, like, over Christmas, there was lots to do. A few of us from Comsoc, we went ice skating, which was something I thought I'd be terrible at.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
Really terrible at. Because any time I've ever done it, I've spent the whole time, like, skidding around on my...
Yeah.
I'll say my
we know,
backside.
We can use our imagination.
Do you know actually where it's really nice to go if you're just looking to go for a day? And it's really funny because I used to always go... When I was a kid, like, we'd, like, the family pass, we'd go for, like, a day out every time. They probably wanted to run us out. But Fota.
Yeah.
Fota,
the wildlife.
It's so nice.
It's so gas as well. I always think of the fact that we just have, like, I don't know, is it? It's not lions. It's tigers. We have just tigers just over in some, just over on Foda Island, just there. Like, yeah. It's not even that far away.
I find the place extremely depressing. I can't go there.
Oh, because I
hate it. Yeah, I just don't agree with it at all. But I can see why people think it's a good day.
The gardens? Photo gardens?
I love the photo gardens. Yeah. We used to go there every Easter. There something used to be this big... Everyone. Yeah. We used to kick the ball around. But Foda, you're right. Foda is a nice area.
Do you remember outside? Yeah. Is it behind Foda House? There's like the big grass area with the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to love running up and down that hill.
Yeah. And like, it would be kind of like you'd go as like a child and then there'd be other kids there. Yeah. And then you'd just like make friends and start playing soccer randomly with loads of people that you don't know. No, and then you never see them again.
No, which is kind of sad. Well, but your you photo
friends.
You
know, like, we could have all played soccer down there. We could have played soccer on photo. But yeah, there's loads of things anyway to do other than go out and drink. But like, if your friends are going out, don't just sit at home.
No,
because definitely. You don't want to
take part.
Yeah, like, go out and experience things. But also, you have to live a little as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how have ye managed so far? Have you been trying to do dry January?
No.
I was skiing last... I was skiing 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah.
So fair.
So that was so the opposite of dry January. It was a joke.
Yeah, it's part of it. An essential part of ski is après ski.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would recommend anyone, if they can afford it, to go on a ski holiday. Yeah. I'm broke after it, but it's worth every penny.
And that was not with UCC, with Cork Snow Sports.
No, it was not with UCC Cork at all. No affiliation there.
No
it
affiliation
was
Cork at all.
Snow Cork Sports. Snow Sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two completely separate entities. But yeah, also like the benefit of not going out and like drinking all the time is you save loads of money. I found like last year after choir every Wednesday, we'd go down to Costigan's and have a drink and I'd just get like loads of pints of water and they're all there like spending €7 or €8 on a drink. And I'm there like...
It's getting so expensive.
Yeah. We're just here for a few hours. We don't need to like all... Just
even though I think it has gone up though. Like I remember when I first started, I used to go to a pub with my friends from school on a Friday. And I remember when we first started going, like you'd hand your man behind the bar a fiver like, and you'd get your pint. Whereas like you don't anymore.
No.
And I feel like that's one of the funniest things I hear these days is you don't get much change back from a tenner anymore.
They're right though.
Yeah, yeah, but like it is, it's after, I feel like everything's gone up.
Prices
but like
are
that's
gone
across
insane.
The board everywhere. Yeah. Like it is getting more, like there's a reason minimum wage went up. Like it's getting expensive. Very grateful about that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for that to kick in. The $12.50 will be nice.
$12.70.
I'm now on $12.96 at work.
Whoa.
Which is like,
ooh,
I feel like, oh, lush. Yeah. Lush.
And I got a really nice 50 cent increase.
Ooh.
Which was
better
like,
again.
Class.
Fantastic. Things really. We don't see everyone starting the year on a good
note. In the world.
Yeah. So just for the dry January, like I don't think anyone's really going too hard for it. I think it's...
And you know, I think that's almost good because I think the second... I think moderation is better than cutting it out. Like, I think there's a control thing there, and that's good to see.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've heard some people going in the opposite direction. They're doing, like, soaking wet January or something. Like,
is that there's always the one. You've heard of that?
Yeah. I think, just to kind of pick your moments, like, I'm not drinking now for refreshers, but I'm going to BIS Ball on Thursday, so I'll have a few drinks, I won't drink them for the rest of the week.
It'd be so nice. Really?
Yeah.
And Arts Ball is coming up?
I know. Have we seen the team?
It's like was
Wedding
it Love Chapel
or something.
Yeah. What's that? The third week back?
Is it?
Is it the third Thursday?
I think it's the 1st of February, so it's today.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
really?
It's really soon because I'm out. Yeah, it's a lot sooner than I thought.
Crazy, I might
it's
not even be in the country.
It's the week after the Thursday of the 25th, which would be...
Okay.
Has the dress been got, Aaron?
No, not yet.
Judging by your reaction.
I don't, even have a dress for BIS Ball yet, and that's on Thursday. One thing at a time.
Living in the moment.
We can't all just rewear the same suit for every event. We have to.
Yeah, I've actually been really good. I feel I've switched things up.
You were in the tux.
I feel like the tux might be here to stay for a bit now. That was.
Well, surely you're wearing that for the Love Chapel.
Yeah, true.
But you see, what we can do is we can swap around, like, you can use a different waistcoat, you can use a different
bolt in there, tie. Very funny for that.
Yeah.
Waistcoat's on the go, same suit.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff to look forward to. Also, quickly before we go to another song, Calm Conference.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be huge.
I'm very excited about that.
For anyone who is listening who doesn't know what that is, the Commerce Society holds a business conference every year. This year, it's in Cork County Council.
Cork County Hall, on the 25th.
Is it up in the...
January.
Is it up in the top?
Yeah, it is a beautiful
room. Yeah, it's a panoramic views of Cork.
No, everyone on Team Conference, which is run by Abigail and Daniel. They've done an amazing job. So far, we've launched two of the panels. So we have Colin Allen, who's a co-founder of Cully & Sully, Kylie O'Donoghue, who's the founder of FemFuels, and Peter Timlin, the founder of Pure Clothing, on panel one. And then on panel two, we have Colin Hunt, who's the CEO of AIV, Niamh Ryan, who's the CEO of Ella & Joe Cosmetics, and Tony Hanway, the CEO of Virgin Media Ireland. So they're two very, very strong panels.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
They're unbelievable. Huge names. And the third panel will be going up this afternoon on the Instagram. Another huge panel, so make sure you're following that. We're going to give no hints away right now.
Well, that's because most of us don't know what it is.
Yeah. I'm being good. It's going to be a huge day, so make sure that when tickets do go on sale, you get them.
I would recommend. I mean, we all went last year and I didn't think it was going to be that good. I thought I'd be sitting down there just like falling asleep. It was so interesting. You get such an insight into, you know, the workings and the goings on in the business world. And even if you don't have an interest in like going into business, it's still really interesting.
Mm.
And it's always good to see what other people are doing.
I remember last year, I think the thing I took away from it most was like, you have all these really successful people with these really glamorous titles in front of you. And when you see them speaking, you kind of realize, oh, like they're just as human as I am.
Yeah. And you forget that.
Yeah. When you come away from that, it's so motivating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really do. Yeah. And then you realize like they put like, not that they put themselves there. They just did the work to get themselves on that pedestal. Like,
yeah. It could be you.
It could be you. Yeah. That's exactly it. That actually was the takeaway. Yeah.
Should inspire you. Yeah.
Now, yeah.
I have no experience of conference, but from what I've heard...
You're in for a day, man.
I'm very, very excited. Very, very excited.
It's definitely worth going to. And fair play to Abigail and Daniel. Huge work has been going in. And the rest of the conference team as well.
Fair play.
Huge work has been going in. And you can really tell because...
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's looking really good. It's
fantastic.
So that's next Thursday.
Oh my God.
Is mental. So... Make sure that you're following the UCC Commerce Society on Instagram for all the updates on that. So we're going to go now to another song. This is kind of in theme with the whole dry January and how people are losing control and whatever. So this is Lose Control by Teddy Swims. I'm absolutely loving this song at the moment. So here you go.
I'm no good at being alone. Yeah, it's
That was Lose Control by Teddy Swims. Very popular on TikTok and
Spotify. I knew it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Very good.
So anyway, last kind of port of call really is to how to get back into routine after being gone from college for so long. It seemed like so long. I mean, last semester seems like an eternity ago.
It's a long break. I think it's like 3.5 weeks or something.
Yeah, I feel we need every second of it.
Yeah, you
but
do.
It's just kind of readjusting then to college.
I wasn't expecting, exams were a lot because, you know, this is my first year like doing college exams and they're
intense.
They're kind of intense, aren't they? Because like, I feel like for like first year commerce as well, we had 5 exams and they all kind of fell in like, so it went, we started them on a Wednesday and it went Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, weekend, then Monday, Tuesday. And it was kind of like, it just felt like, I felt like I was like back doing my leaving cert again. It kind of felt like that kind of vibe.
Yeah. It's just back to back to back. Late nights, early morning.
And it's to try and like, there's a lot of work that, you know, that maybe built up a little bit because, you know.
I know.
Sometimes you can fall behind a little bit in some things and you have to try and get that all together for the big exam. But they definitely take a bit out of you. So you do need the break.
Yeah. And I think you have long enough to forget how hard they were to come back looking forward to college.
True. Yeah. So true.
That's one of the big things.
It's like a mental like reset. It's like, don't they say when women give birth that they actually, there's some chemical that you forget.
There is. We were talking about
you forget
about this the
pain of childbirth because
really,
so that you're not going, I'll never have children again because it's so painful.
Yeah.
I hate to compare it to that because that's such an over
first year commerce exam. Childbirth parallel.
You were saying that you have this new, what did you say you had now that is helping you get back into routine? What was it that you had? Because we were talking about Google Calendar at the start of the year.
Yes. Oh, yes. So I decided, we have an accounting module. We have intermediate management accounting, I think it is, or else financial accounting, one of the two this semester. And I had an intro accounting in first year and an intro accounting last semester and found them quite challenging. So I was pretty bad for taking notes, but I'm really bad with pages. I get like all my copybooks and pages just muddled up. So I decided, I have a brother doing engineering and last semester he got himself an Apple Pencil for his iPad. And it looked very organized. So I said that I'd go all in on accounting this year and get myself an Apple Pencil. So we'll see how that turns out. Maybe I'll just end up with no notes, but.
So you obviously have an iPad.
Yes.
Okay.
I had an iPad before, so I said I'd actually use it for college instead of just Netflix.
Fair. Okay.
So yeah, I'll have to report back in a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. That should keep you organized, in fairness, because you can keep everything. It's way too hard to go.
You can transfer them up to your laptop. That's what I was so amazing.
To try and keep paper notes for college is really hard because there's so many different things going on. And
yeah, like in first year, I think I was saying it to you, I used to get one copybook with all those dividers in the middle and that was my book for college and it worked perfectly. But I think now like we just have so much more content that
big time.
I don't fit it in the middle anymore. But you know, it's all part of it. It's okay.
So then when you transfer it then onto your laptop, does it go into typing?
No, it stays written.
Oh, okay.
It's like you can type around it.
Okay.
Which is okay.
So if your
numbers.
Handwriting isn't good then, not you, but like if someone's handwriting isn't good.
Yeah, it might not work as well.
Yeah.
It might not work as well. But
okay,
you know, I think you can, I think on some, you probably have to pay for it, but I think when you write on it, it transcribes into typed.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not too sure what it is, but I've heard of people doing that.
Interesting.
But I will not be doing that, I don't
okay.
think.
Okay. So Apple Pencil, that's how you're going to motivate yourself by using your new fancy technology.
The Apple Pencil is just like, that is your motivation. Yes. I love that.
Hopefully it's
all centers are in
know.
That. Yeah, a successful semester 2 equals an Apple Pencil.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Timmy? What are you?
I think my thing this semester is to kind of, well, I guess if we're talking about getting back into a routine, it's very much kind of, you got to force yourself. You got to get yourself out of bed. Like I set myself 2 alarms, one on my watch this morning and one like on my phone to just like pull me out of bed at 7 a.m. and get me down to, I know it's Aaron. I was thinking about this last night. I was like, I really don't want to do it. I really don't want to do it. Cause
I rolled out of bed at 9:10.
I got used to my lions over Christmas and I was like, this is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
But I got up and I did it. And do you know what I felt? Do you know, the first like 10 minutes I feel after I wake up, I'm just like, so like, like, oh, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back to
it. Like, yeah. And then when I get a, I don't know, a coffee or just something to like get me going, or Red Bull,
shameless plug,
at 7 a.m. if you get just something like that, get yourself energized, get yourself out the door. You know, it was nice actually because it's cold at the moment, so that kind of wakes me up a bit.
I had to brace myself to open the front door this morning.
I wasn't saying,
oh, I hate that.
That's because you're accustomed to this Portugal weather.
Yeah, even that. Yeah. It was just warm. It's just so cold. It was when I walked outside, I was like texting. I think I was texting the group chat for this on my phone. And it took, I swear, I wasn't even at the like entrance to the estate. And my hands were like almost numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was so bitter.
You should invest in a pair of gloves. Nice gloves.
You know, return the Apple pencil, get some gloves.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, when you wake up and you're ready to go and then your car is frosted.
Oh, yeah.
That, to me, that happened to me this morning and it's so annoying because I'm ready to go and then I'm there like scraping the ice off the car.
Yeah, I woke up this morning my brother in the driveway. Yeah.
It's like, it is a downside of owning a car at this time of year.
I went out and threw some like warm water over and then I went back in and put the jug back on the table and I was like, I came back out, then it had frozen over. I was like, this is not good.
A win is not a win.
It was, but I kind of found then once I drove myself out the gate, went down to the Merredike, and it's a great facility for any UCC student that is trying to, you know, get themselves fit or whatever,
Were you there this routine. Morning?
It actually wasn't busy this morning. It was very quiet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was there this morning. And after, it sounds like I'm being such like a showboater now coming in and being like, it sounds like I did it just for that. And maybe I just like, come on.
Maybe you did. We'll never know.
Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I got myself on the Stairmaster. The Stairmaster is a great tool. For fitness, you will be completely obliterated after it. Oh my God, it's something else. Just like in a total, I love to sweat when I'm exercising. Like I want to break out like a proper, like dripping in sweat. Like that's how I know I've like done a good workout. And after the Stairmaster, oh my God, like it is like
tough going.
Yeah, it's tough going. I have to get the like paper that they give you to like wipe the stuff and just like wipe myself down after the workout. But I
think they need some serious ventilation.
Oh, in the Merredike.
It's when you run on the treadmills. I almost die. I just put it in the sauna at this point. No, and then you open a window in front of you and it opens about an inch.
Yeah.
And then you turn on the fan and you can't even feel it. I'm just there dying. I'm like, I'm going outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And that's what I find about the Stairmaster because it's on the other side, so there's no windows around.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it's even worse. And then I start feeling really sick and I'm like, what is going on?
You just get so dehydrated, you get like nauseous.
Yeah.
But no, the Merredike is a great facility.
Great
and
facility.
I went for one swim last year. But a swim is so nice to like end your day.
I really want to start doing that, but it's so busy. And it's like, I just can't like...
To swim in a busy pool is not
it's
nice.
It's just stressful.
Yeah, stressful. And like, you're trying not to bump into people like the... Oh, and like the lane swimming. That's always terrified me. And people doing the...
Do you?
Yeah. Do you?
When it's like busy.
Can you do the flip? Can you do the flip at the end where you...
No. I was never able to do that. I'm a good swimmer, but I was never able to do that.
Yeah.
But what I find then is I start racing people in my head. And then I just tire myself out instantly. I'm like 3 lanes in and I'm like, no, I'm done.
Into the sauna.
Literally.
Would you go, because I know they have different lanes, would you go in the fast lane?
I started off in the medium lane because I wanted to see where I was.
Yeah.
And then I think I went to the fast lane.
Mm.
And again, after like 3 or 4 laps, I was done. Because I do the same thing on the treadmill. I like sprint at like 11 kilometers an hour uphill for like 10 minutes and then I'm exhausted and I'm gone. Like that's
Can
my 10 minutes
of
exercise.
Down and drop the elevation for 45
so
minutes.
Yeah, that's my... I like go way too intense for a short amount of time and then I'm finished.
Yeah, it's to try and do those workouts, you should really like, if you can kind of pace it so that you're doing kind of a very steady state throughout, that's way easier than kind of like telling yourself at the start, oh, you know, you start off flying, you're like, oh, this is grand, but like, you're not going to maintain that. So try and start off at maybe a slower pace and just kind of, you know, enjoy it as well.
I'm just too competitive for that.
Too competitive,
That's my one thing about running as well. Everyone's talking about running at a conversational pace, like quite slow. And I think I just feel like an idiot. Just like...
Do you drive
less
like that?
Than jogging, pardon?
Do you drive like that?
Do I drive like
race
that?
Race up the link.
Oh yeah, I race up the link. If you ever see me on the link, I'm bombing it.
She's passing you out if you see her on the link.
If there's no room in the fast lane, I'm going to the other side of the road and just pegging it up that way. No, but The Mardike though is brilliant.
It is. Yeah. It's really
good. Get in and use it, and it's a great way to like kind of get your routine going again. To like get in, go to the gym. Get yourself. It's such a. There's nothing else like it to get a workout done, and you have some sense of kind of achievement for the day
even
already.
If you've done nothing else.
Yeah.
As handy as you can do it all, have your shower and be back up to college in like 2 hours.
You don't have to be an early morning person either to do it. You can go in and I think the Mardike is open from open, I don't know, really is it like late. 6:30 until 10:30 or something. Yeah. I think
I'm
so.
I'm going in today at 1 or 1:30.
Nice. Yeah.
So like you can go in at any time and you're
classes.
Right. You can.
I remember last semester I feel like everyone was booking classes for everything.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to go to a class because there's a bit of structure. And you're kind of almost forced to go.
Yeah, and I feel like you leave being like, I did that instead of like, you know, sometimes you go to the gym and you just kind of like wander around different things and you leave there like.
And you're like, oh, that machine is busy. And then you just kind of walk away. Like,
I did 4 squats, a bit of bench.
Yeah.
Some random thing over in the corner.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm not, this is my first time now today ever going to the gym with someone ever.
It's really nice.
I've never gone to the gym. Yeah.
It's actually really nice.
A gym
nice.
Buddy you'll can be longer. Nice. Yeah.
Some days I feel like if I'm tired, I just need to put on headphones and not talk for an hour. But
you can do that with a gym buddy. If like you want to meet up and just throw on your headphones and, I don't know, go on treadmills or something.
I think accountability is what they give you. Like just to like be like, oh, I have to be there by this time. I can't stop in for a coffee on the way and do some random assignment for 2 hours.
I don't know how intense it's really going to be. We'll have to see what
you could be surprised. Could be fun.
I could be surprised.
What day is today? Leg day, arms, it's gym run.
gym day. I was honestly gonna just, you know, see what the vibe is when I get there.
Yeah,
I like doing that. If I'm going to the Mardike, I like doing that. If I'm going to like the club gym, I have no problem like saying what I'm gonna do. But I feel like in the Mardike, it's nice to just like take the vibe.
Because I could hype myself. Mm. I could hype myself up for leg day, and then all those machines are taken, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and then
what should I do now?
The same attitude to the other day.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, so like get there and then see what the vibe is. Yeah,
it's me
like
just making excuses in my head. That's what it is, honestly. But the Mardike, definitely. Also, we talked a bit about it last year, but I've been really big into Google Calendar now.
Oh,
I loved how much of a thing that was last semester. I feel like everyone on the society got onto Google Calendar.
Yeah.
It was so funny. But it's scary because like I see people's Google Calendar and I'm like, if I woke up on a Monday morning knowing that I had that absolute block of work ahead of me for the week, I'd have to really live in the moment for that 20-minute period. That'd be tough.
Yeah, I just think it's nice to be able to go on and colour code all your stuff and be like, this is what I have and this is it.
Yeah, it does take away stress if you're someone that would get stressed about not knowing what's coming. Whereas I feel like I'm someone that is worryingly comfortable with going with the flow.
I'm like that as well. I just like the colour coding. I like all the fancy colors and I'm being like, oh my God, I'm so busy. Look, this is great.
It's a great way to be actually, to be like comfortable, like the whole like, do you know, we can be so busy to be like comfortable with the chaos of things.
I think it was after last year. Like last year was just so incredibly busy. I realized if I was going to say stressed about it, I would not make it through second year.
Yeah.
I think, and like, you probably know this now. I think because like of the timetables in college not being like, you know, that you're in school, you know, the times, whereas like in college, like some days I'm not in the morning, I'm in late. Other days I'm in the morning.
Yeah, things change. Yeah, you kind of have to be really, you have to adapt, don't you?
You almost have to like have your structure be unstructured or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, and like, it's okay. It's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of gas. Yeah.
So Google Calendar, Apple Pens, Mardike, anything else that you find helps?
Honestly, I think like actually just like texting your friends and being like, will I see you at this lecture? Because then you're like, I am going. And I'm so, because then if you go, you can go for your coffee afterwards. Yeah. You can go for.
If only.
Yeah. I'll
go into that lecture afterwards.
What I think actually is starting to help me now is just waking up with enough time. Before, I'd wake up at the latest possible time. Like if I had to, like for secondary school, we had to be there for 9:15. I'd wake up at 8:25 and go to school.
Oh yeah, especially when you're close to the school like you were. Like I remember I used to have it down to a T. I could get up 25 minutes before school, straight into the shower, and I was.
But now, then I'm like rushing around and I'm trying to find stuff, and then I leave the house and I'm like, why do I look like this? Why am I so stressed? It's early. Like, I should not be this stressed already. So I think to like just go to bed early enough that you're giving yourself enough time in the morning to just do stuff at a relaxed pace.
Because it's so much nicer. Yeah.
If you start off the day stressed, it's only going to get worse from there.
Oh, yeah, I'm the dog needing to go out the back garden away from being late everywhere I go. Like, all it takes is like one small thing that's going to take 30 seconds and I'm gone.
I don't want to be walking on those kind of eggshells this semester. That's my new thing.
That's a good one to have. Yeah.
It's definitely important though to like, you know, like people that maybe don't go to their lectures or like maybe like skip a lot of stuff. Yeah. Try and get yourself on campus, because that's where college happens, I would say.
And it's a lot easier to study after being in lectures. Like, I know some modules last year I was very good for attending, and one or two not as good as the others. And when it comes to it actually makes such a difference. I don't know if you find it the same. It like scary.
yeah.
Who would have thought going to lectures made a difference? Like, not me, because I didn't go to any, but you're dead right.
Yeah, so this semester now you'll catch it. I was at my 9 a.m. this morning, 9 o'clock on a Monday.
Good way to start.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, you know, bit of a win.
It can only go downhill from here.
It can only go downhill. You can't get much better than perfect.
So, I think that's all we have time for today, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
I think we are changing the
order.
I know. I honestly didn't think we'd have any time to play music this episode. So, I think we're changing our time slot, hopefully, because I actually am supposed to be in a lecture right now. So, I'm starting off the air grade. So, I think we're going to hopefully change to 9 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, every Tuesday, for the rest of the semester.
So exciting.
So, we'll be back again next week with more very exciting topics. So, thank you guys for coming on. It was
Thanks so much, Ariane. You've been a fabulous host, as usual.
Thank you. As per. And enjoy the rest of your week, and good luck with all your New Year's resolutions.